Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. This is Zainab, and today we're going to discuss something very important with Professor Naqavi. Professor Naqavi is a faculty member at Al Mustafa University. Dear listeners, in this program, we try to answer your questions and issues that you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified progeny. Well, Professor Naqavi, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome. Well, since I'm from the Asian culture, so I would like to ask the question from the same culture, what happens when it comes to upbringing? What used to happen in the ignorant Arab times was that a girl child was burned alive. But then Prophet came, Islam came, and things changed. Prophet used to get up to respect his daughter. And however, people practiced things for some time, but in some cultures, those ignorant things remained, like in the Asian culture. In our culture, whenever there's a girl child born and a boy, a girl is equal to dowry and a boy is equal to assets. And that's how it goes since they are born. There are no equal rights in the upbringing. What do you comment on that?
Yes, thank you very much. It's a very good question. Just as we talk about freedom, which is made, teenagers especially are looking for freedom. Also, teenagers are looking for equality. They talk about equal rights, especially girls. Why don't we have the same rights as men, as boys? Why do we have to observe the hijab? Men don't have to observe a hijab or whatever. So many things that they make, present these things as excuses for not acting according to the commands of Islam. Now, when we are faced as parents with these questions, we need to realize ourselves and make our children understand. The issue of equality is there when it comes to becoming godly and God-fearing. There's no distinction between a man and a woman. If one wants to traverse the path towards Allah Almighty and gain excellence and become godly and become and adopt the attributes of Allah Almighty in his practice, in his or her daily practices, or becoming making a personality which is close to God Almighty, there's no difference in men and women.
Yeah.
They have equal choice. They have equal opportunities to do the service to God, to service to mankind, to carry out their responsibilities.
Yeah.
Women, girls, they can, if they remain at home and serve their family and serve their husband and take care of their husbands, they will be actually gaining proximity to Allah Almighty. So there are equal opportunities to go towards Allah Almighty. So our children must understand if there's a difference in men and women, girls and boys. It's something which is in the nature of mankind. If there was no two sexes or two genders, then how would the human race have
continued
and progressed? So it's something natural. So as far as equality is concerned, equal chances and opportunities to reach out to Allah there. But when it comes to responsibilities and when it comes to rights, they may not be equal, but they are based on equilibrium and adl and justice.
Yeah.
So we can talk about that.
Yes, we can discuss more after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. I'm Zainab with Professor Nakavi, and we're discussing about the equal rights, equal choices given to a boy and a girl in terms of upbringing. Professor Nakavi, as you were saying that there's no difference in the genders when it comes to about the proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Both can achieve, both can have, and we have seen in history, like Lady Maryam, Lady Fatima Zahra, salamu alayha, and Lady Asiya. So we have seen that these great women have achieved that proximity. They even used to talk to angels. And so this shows us that God has given some super right, some very good right to women, which is lacking in our upbringing and in our societies.
Exactly. So nowadays, maybe many girls would be thinking, would be saying, oh, why shouldn't we go out to work? Why should we work, remain at in the house and take care of the house and household
chores? Why should we be restricted?
Why should we be restricted? So that's an issue of free freedom also. That's an issue of equality also. As I said before, basically, we have to carry our freedom and equality. Everything is for the sake of preserving and maintaining human dignity. Karamna bani Adam. That is very important. We should realize that as parents, as children, we need to make us realize and make our children realize that everything is for the sake of preserving human dignity. Dignity which is embedded in godliness, which is embedded in God-fearing, being God-fearing and virtuous. And therefore, girls should understand, should realize, of course, Islam does not forbid women from working, making an earning on their own. Even Bibi Fatima had her own property. She used to even, like Bibi Khadija. Bibi Khadija, salamullah alayha, she was a businesswoman.
Business tycoon.
Yes, so there's freedom of property, everything is there in Islam. But as far as the responsibilities are concerned, to the family, there are different responsibilities. The man is the bread earner. The woman, the lady, is the manager of the household. They have to work in harmony and unison. If the ladies are going out to work also, then the problem is who's going to manage the internal affairs of the house? Who's going to manage the children? Who's going to bring them up? So that's a grave issue. Of course, again, political responsibilities are there for women. It's not that ladies and girls should not go out to carry out their political responsibilities in establishing the Islamic Republic or the Islamic State or whatever is necessary in the political sphere. Just as Lady Fatima, salamullah alayha, went to defend the
Imam
institution
Ali,
of Imamat and Imam Ali, not because he was her husband, because he was the imam
of the time.
Yes. So social responsibilities, welfare responsibilities for the welfare of the society, everything is there for women folk to carry out. But as far as relations between man and woman and children goes, the gravest of responsibilities lies on the shoulders of the lady.
Yeah. We'll discuss more on this important topic after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "A righteous child is indeed a flower from the flowers of paradise."
يا مطي الخيرات
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. I'm Zainab with Professor Naqavi, and we're discussing about equal rights that should be taken care in terms of upbringing. Professor Naqavi, I was reading something last night about Lady Fatima Zahra Sallallahu Alaiha when I came across the fact that she came out and she gave sermons, the historical sermons, in the mosque, and there was a difference between men and her, and there was some coverings, there was some shields. So, however, she carried out her social responsibility very, very, I must say, very wisely. And the line that was written after that was that Islam is not against expressing your defense, expressing your social responsibilities, carrying out your responsibilities. What it is against is your show off. So do you think when parents need to restrict their girl children, they need to restrict their girl child, should they restrict only in terms of showing off their body or also in terms of their responsibilities? Don't you think here the parents go wrong?
Yes, importantly, they should be allowing the girls to become aware of their responsibilities to society, to in their neighborhood, in their wherever they are going for studying or whatever. And as responsible citizens of society, they need to be trained. And who can do that the best? The mother can do that. Of course, the husband, the father, plays an important role, but because of he's out most of the time trying to earn a living for the household, he is responsible for that. In the marriage contract, the responsibility falls upon the husband to take care of the family. So therefore, he is outside most of the time. So who is going to manage the household is the lady. That is a very grave responsibility. And if she carries it out properly and teaches her children to be aware socially, politically, carrying out the responsibilities, and especially the girls are taught to be good house managers, good wives, they will be gaining proximity to Allah Almighty quite easily. It's quite difficult for a man to become, in his responsibilities towards the family at least, it's a very difficult, hard...
Exactly. It's also mentioned in the narrations that the jihad for man is outside, in the field, in the war, in the battlefield. However, the jihad for women is inside.
So much easier.
Yeah.
So much easier. Of course. Now, when there are responsibilities, there are rights. You can't have responsibilities without having the rights. If you do not have the authority to do something, you don't have the rights to do something, then how can you carry out your responsibilities? Wherever there's a responsibility falling upon you, there are certain rights that you have. You have the authority to be able to implement your words and your commands. You have to be listened to, so you can carry out this. So if there's a difference between responsibilities and rights, between men and women, between girls and boys, it's because the more the responsibility, the more the rights you have.
All right.
To be able to exercise and carry out that responsibility. So we need to understand the framework Islam is providing. Number one, human dignity is the most important factor. Freedom is for that human demand.
Dignity.
And equality, or more correctly, justice, equilibrium, balancing things is another thing for the sake of human dignity.
All right. So, inshallah, may Allah give all parents this capability to carry out this upbringing equally, be it a boy, be it a girl. Because there's no differentiation, there's no racism in Islam. Thank you so much, Professor Naqavi, for your beautiful words. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you have any message for us, any questions, any feedback, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also listen to this program again by logging into our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. There's a tab, COI, Call of Islam, wherein you can find our old programs. Well, you can also find us on these social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam. Thank you so much for listening. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest.